What the hell's a Q? And don't say it's a letter of the alphabet or I'll throw you at the nearest airlock. My dear James, you're a violent fellow, aren't you? A Q is an all-seeing, all-doing super being. You should show me some respect or I'll turn your Klingon friend there into a Targ. Get out of my chair, Q. What the hell do you want from us, Q? Oh, it's quite simple, really. I want to play a game.
Captain, allow me to sever this Bratak's head from his body, and I will drink his blood in victory.
You Kolor, typical Klingon. And able to keep his Batleth in his trousers. I can assure you my species hasn't had blood for many, many millions of millennia. You sent us here, didn't you? You bastard! Well, the answer to that question is somewhat yes and somewhat no. Mostly yes, though. Put it this way, though, James. If you do what I say, you and your crew will be safely sent home. But if you do otherwise, I will leave you in this place to rot amongst the blackness of space. On with the games, then. Chop, chop. Space, the everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations. To go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 2. Q, are you?
Captain, where are we?
We're on a planet of some kind.
But that's impossible. I scanned the entire area. We are in a void of space between galaxies.
Yeah, well, I don't think that matters much to an omnipotent super being. I think Q's behind this. Must be part of his game.
Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello?
Larson, we're over here.
Damn rain.
Well, at least we're together. That's one thing.
Perhaps we should head for that cave over there.
Good idea, Kolor. Let's go. Personal log. Yuri Andreevich, Lieutenant Commander. After the disappearance of the Captain, First Officer, and Chief Engineer, I have found myself in command of the Twilight. The being that appeared on the bridge disappeared shortly after, and we are working under the conclusion that he took our crew members, as well as the Captain, Kolor and Larson. There are 57 other crew members missing from the ship. And we are still trapped in the void. There has been no progress on getting the warp drive to reactivate. We are stuck here. Wherever exactly here is. It has been 6 months since I was pleased to board this ship by Section 31. A covert branch of Starfleet. Designed to infiltrate. And spy. Espionage, really. Myself and one of the crew members were placed aboard to keep an eye on Captain Beckett. But nothing we planned for prepared us for this.
So what supplies have we got left? It was nice of Q not to abandon us here with nothing, I suppose.
We've got several days worth of rations, one broken phaser, and two communicators that appear to be working but don't receive or send. At least the slimy bastard didn't leave us here to die.
But if we did, it would be a most dishonorable death. Wait a second, I can hear something deeper in the cave.
Yes, I can hear it too.
We better check it out. New life and new civilizations and all that.
Great Scott, what is it?
That's some kind of alien. It looks pretty badly beat up. Kolor, give me a hand moving it.
or him, or her.
Very well, Captain.
Easy there, fella. We're here to help you.
Thank you. I've been stuck here for days. My ship crashed in the mountains and I took refuge in here.
What's your name?
My name is Camus. We have encountered reptilian species before, the Gorn, for example, but I am not familiar with you.
Easy, Kolar. There's no need for an interrogation. This little guy's hurt.
I am an Ooknar. We come from a neighboring star system. I was testing a new ship when I crashed here.
Better add that to the data banks. If we ever get home.
At the moment, Captain, getting back to the ship is our highest priority.
I'm more than aware of our priorities, Commander. But Q must have sent us here for a reason. Maybe Canis here is that reason. Larson, why don't you crack open some of those ration packs and share them with our new friend?
Much, much appreciated, Captain.
Oh, bravo, James, bravo. Q? Yes, it is I, your wondrous, illustrious Q.
You meddling fool. We could have died down here.
Oh, calm yourself. You've been here for all of what? 30 minutes? But you found Canis, and he really needed your help. Is that what this was about?
This was not a game. It was a test, wasn't it?
My goodness, then maybe there is something in that Klingon's thick skull. Yes, it was a test. I wanted to know exactly how far humanity had progressed. But you were willing to help something that looked and resembled nothing like you've ever seen before. Even though those rations would only last you a few more days, you were willing to share them with a creature you had never even met before. I like that. It shows moral fiber.
Then return us to the ship.
We've played your little game. Larson's right. Send us home. Oh, very well.
Captain? Commander?
Yes, Yuri, we're back. Get out of my chair. Where's Canis, Q? Oh, somewhere in your sick bay, I presume.
What was the purpose of all of this? Really, tell us now.
Although your threats are wasted, I feel that you have jumped through the correct hoops. Canis' species, the Ooknar, live on the very rim of your galaxy. They are developing a interesting device which should be able to send you home.
I thought you were going to send us home.
No, I'm just going to help you along the way.
Au revoir, Captain. We will meet again.
Captain. The sensors, they're detecting stars and planets. We're back in our own galaxy.
He's right, Captain, but we are on the very tip of the spiral arm.
Then we better find Canis' home planet.
Captain, may I be excused?
Sure, Yuri. You did a great job with the ship while I was away.
Personal log, Yuri Andreevich. It was unfortunate to see Captain Beckett return. I was hoping to be able to take command of the ship on a more permanent basis. That would certainly be much easier for Section 31 to maintain control. I'm concerned about these new aliens we are going to meet, but even more concerned about the Q. It seemed to take a great deal of interest in Captain Beckett. They will have to keep a much closer eye on my commanding officer from now on.